Christmas to Pentecost without substance. In natural terms, Jesus of Nazareth is the teacher or leader of the Christianist denominational doctrine, even if or even though this human being is only a fictional character. Because it is authority which has primacy in the Abraham religions and not norms and values, the term leader is more appropriate than teacher. Christmas is the Christianist festival in memory of the birth of Jesus, the leader of the doctrine. Good Friday is the day of Jesus' death. Jesus' resurrection at Easter is supernaturalist fiction, yet fiction which concerns the life and death of the leader of the doctrine himself. On the 40th day of Easter, the teacher's disciples or leader's followers are left alone after Jesus' ascension. That ascension itself is, again, an event which does not concern the doctrine, but the leader of the doctrine. Then, at Pentecost or Whitsun Day, the 50th day, there are the firstlings of the ideological crop, the new converts who are supposed to adhere to the doctrine and to spread the word. All these Christianist religious holidays have little or nothing to do with the content of the doctrine itself. Any doctrine, however veracious or mendacious, however fair or discriminatory, however balanced or extremist, can seize upon events from the lives of the doctrine's teacher and disciples, or leader and followers, or from the history of the spread of the doctrine, in order to commemorate or celebrate them. It's quite something different, however, to commemorate or celebrate on the basis of content or substance. Christmas, Good Friday, Easter, Ascension Day, and Pentecost, yes. A day of faith, a day of hope, a day of love, no. It's not that it would be an improvement just like that, a day of belief in God and devil, of hoping for the blessed best, of love without body. And it could all be much worse if we take substance in a little bit looser sense. A day of the flood would then be a substantive Christian festival as well. That deluge, in which all the world's entirely innocent plants and animals were wiped out, with the exception of one or seven couples of each animal species, was created, you no doubt know, because the humankind had not obeyed the divine law. There's some substantive injustice being meted out here, you would say. Just read Francis teaching to the animals. The Bible claims that the flood kept coming on the earth for 40 days too. Oh God, after 50 days, it's also high time for a Pentecost of supreme remorse.